Artist Kirsten Carl was in her 20s when she first sought help for recurring bouts of depression. That was a different time, she says.
That was like sort of in the beginning of when people started using antidepressants, and it was in the dark ages, and you didn't tell people that you were on an antidepressant. But I knew other people who were. I would try to get people off, actually. And then one time I was pretty upset, and a friend of mine said, I think you need to go see your counselor right now. Not you know, in a couple of days from now, but, you know, today.
That day, Carl's counselor recommended she begin taking medication for her depression, and despite her resistance to the idea, she did. Over the next 25 years, Carl managed her mental health with a variety of drugs, including several antidepressants and a powerful antipsychotic medication. But she says she didn't feel truly happy or healthy, and she began to wonder if there was a different way to wellness.
I started getting very bad physical side effects over time. And it was because of the physical side effects that kind of woke me up.
Through an acquaintance, Carl found a psychiatrist who practices integrative psychiatry, an approach to mental health care that combines conventional therapies with complementary and alternative medicine to achieve emotional well-being. For Carl, the difference was clear from the start.
My first consultation, I think, was a 2.5-hour consultation, and they do all kinds of interesting tests to find out where you're at and how to approach my individual self. It's not like a mainstream, take this, because you are this. This is more like, who are you, and what do you need?
This holistic, person-centered perspective is exactly what drew psychiatrist Pamela Pappas, owner of the Scottsdale, Arizona practice Optimal You, away from mainstream treatment and into integrative practice, she says.
Integrative psychiatry really is healing-oriented psychiatric medicine, but it includes the biopsychosocial part of all of us, the mind, body, spirit, and emotions of everybody. The other part of it is honoring the idea that they have wholeness within them. They're not just a sick person. That each one of us, even when we are suffering from whatever symptoms we are, we do have wholeness and ability and competence within us. And so what we're trying to do is nurture that, fan that, which is very different from how I was trained in just general medicine and psychiatric medicine during my medical school and residency years and fellowships and all that.
Pappas says she was trained to treat patients with one-size-fits-all fixes instead of partnering with them to help them find their own way to wellness. So she decided to change her practice, to train in homeopathy and other alternative approaches, and to combine those therapies, lifestyle changes, counseling, and, when needed, psychiatric medications to help people find health and happiness. She says not everyone supported this shift.
When I decided to make a change in my way of practice, I had to tell the academic department that I was employed by at the time that I had decided to do this. And of course they thought that I was nuts.
Integrative psychiatry has since gained more mainstream support. Since 2004, the American Psychiatric Association has included a caucus on integrative medicine to further medical and public understanding of integrative psychiatry, and its membership is growing. But its effectiveness compared to conventional treatment isn't well studied, and its practitioners are still few. In addition, their services aren't always covered by medical insurance, and patients often have to pay for them out of pocket. Pappas says she hopes to see all this change in the coming years.
I would like to be able to arrange things so that things are paid for, that things are covered, and that the kind of care that everyone needs is provided.
Kirsten Carl says finding the kind of care she needed transformed her life. In the care of her integrative psychiatrist, Carl transitioned from the medications she'd been prescribed for decades to a regimen of supplements and counseling. She says integrative psychiatry helped her find a new sense of peace and empowerment.
It's brought me to a place of confidence to make decisions about what I want. I've just learned so much, and so I go into life, I would say, more heartfelt.
After decades in darkness, Carl says she finally feels there's a lot to look forward to. I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.